We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two Dafs in Daf Nun Dal Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah that if you want to be Moisif on the Ksuba, you can. It means a regular Ksuba, a Basula gets 200, a Mana gets 100. If you want to be Moisif on the Ksuba, give 500, 1,000, you're allowed to do that. Ratz L'Hoisif, you can be Moisif. And the Gemara is a Diak. Ratz L'Lichtoiv La Loiktari. I don't say if you want to, you could write it. El Ratz L'Hoisif, which is mashma, it's moisif, and it becomes part of the ksuba. It's the same din as the rest of the ksuba. It's being moisif, it's adding on to the 200, it becomes the same thing as 200. Mesiyele lirav evoy omrav yanai. It's a right to Rav evoy v'sherav yanai, omrav yanai. Tanai ksuba ksuba domi. The tanai ksuba, which means the tesefis of the ksuba, has the same halachas as the ksuba. Nafkamina, what's in the geya? The Gemara give a bunch of different examples of halachas of a ksuba, and we're saying that tanai ksuba, the tesefis, has the same exact halacha. We have to explain each one at a time. L'mecheres v'l'mecheles. That means the halacha is, if she sells her ksuba, or she's meichel her ksuba to her husband. So maybe you say she's only meichel the ikka ksuba, the 200-100. No, kamash v'lon, she's meichel everything, then even the tesefes, because tesefes is like the ksuba. That's number one. Number two is l'meredes. The halacha is that someone who's a meredes, the isha who's a meredes, she's not doing what she's supposed to do. So what we start doing is, we start taking off her ksuba. And that doesn't work, then she gets a get, and she give her a get, we add a ksuba. It says, "Meredes al baylo, poiches alo miksubasa shiva dinrim." This is the Mishnah Daf Samach Gimel b'Shabbos. You take away seven dinrim of Shabbos. The Gemara explains that what meredes is, either tashmish or malacha. But like upon him, you take off seven dinrim a week until her ksuba is used up. So the chiddush is that if she has the sefes ksuba, she gets to stay and gets the knas of seven dinrim a week. Connected to Tesefes also, against her Tesefes also, until that is over. And then you get rid of her. So Tesefes Ksuba is like the Ksuba Legabe Meredes Vilapagemes. The halacha is that someone who is Moida, that she got part of her Ksuba, she walks in with her Ksuba and says, by the way, I'm Moida, that a part of it was paid already. The halacha is she has to make a Shua. It's like a Moida Mixas. So there, the chiddush is that on Tesefes also, if she's Moida, she got part of the Tesefes, Yechai of a Shua. On that, that's what Rashi learns. On that, Tosfos and Tosfos Shalom ask that L'chaira, it's a regular Moed Mixas. What's the Chiddush that the Sefer Ksuba has din like a Ksuba? Of course, it's like a one star. So Tosfos says, talking about there was two stars, that the Sefer is written in another star, and the Chiddush is that you still chayev a Shvua, even if you only are Moed on one of those stars, that you paid a part of it. Vila Teva'as, the halach is that when the Amana is Teva'as, Teva'as Ksuba, she loses the Mezainas. Called when the Amana is in the house of her husband, she gets Mezainas. Once she asks for a Ksuba, she loses it. So the halach is, even Teva'as and Tesefes, the halach is, she loses her Ksuba. She loses her Mezainas. Even if she's Teva'as, the Tesefes, she loses her Mezainas. Vila Iveres Aldas, another halach is, that we said that if someone's over al das, it's a Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis, she does something very wrong that's over on das Torah or das Moshe of Yehudas, the halach is she goes out without a ksuba. So the halach is she loses the tesefes as well. The tesefes is a din of the ksuba, the gabi that as well. V'lo yiveres al das. The next case is l'shvach, which means, the next case is l'shvach, which means that the halach is that if the father's estate increased after he died, you don't collect a ksuba from that increase, that thing that got better in the father's estate. And the same thing is for the tesefes, you don't collect the shvach. Like Tap Taisa speaks out, look at Tap Taisa, it says tesefes he ksuba shle tigba shvach, avo ilo yav etnai ksuba ksuba hoysa goiva tesefes min shvach kumoi b'achoyv, the goviya fil m'shvach shvich yishayim, you would have collected b'achoyv. Like a Bachayv collects, she would collect also. Since that's a din of a ksuba, you don't collect l'shvach. The next example is l'shvua. So Rashi says, it means all the halachas of shvua are ksuba. The halacha is that if you collect the ksuba not in front of the husband and the aide says that it was paid up already, you have to take a shvua. Or you collect it from the chasim shabadim, or from nichsi yisayim, you have to take a shvua. The same thing goes on in the tesefes. So Rashi asks, once you say the word shvua, so why do you need the halacha before of pegemes, which makes a shvua? It's included the word shvua. So Rashi answers, the chiddush is that even being moided that part of the sefes was paid is still enough to be chayav shvua. That's the chiddush of pegemes. Tosfos doesn't like the whole thing, hopes out of Rashi shvua, because what's the chiddush that's a chiyav shvua? And this every star is a chiyav shvua if you go collect from a shavadim or from a yisayim. So Tosfos says a different pshat, and what shvua means, that If she made a shvuah, she didn't get paid up, we assume it's on the Tesefes as well. You don't have to swear again on the Tesefes. Vayta v'la shvias. The halacha is that shvias, shmita, knocks off any chayv. But ksuba doesn't knock off. Imagine every guy's married. You know, let's say he gives a get to his wife, and then he's chayv ksuba. Then it learns up after the get, he shmita. You think you're potter from the ksuba? No. Shvias does not knock off a ksuba. Why not? Shala, why not? Some say the pshat is because only halva has a din of shmita, not other type of chayvus. But upon him, the tesefes has a din of shvias also. So the ksuba has a din that shvias is not mishamit. Same thing with the tesefes. We're saying here a whole group of things that the tesefes like the ksuba. Next thing, lekos of kol nechasa levanot. We had this actually before on yesterday's daf. If someone writes all of the chasa to his child and his children, and he says this piece of karka is for the ksuba, so the loch is if she's meichel, if she says yes, that's all she gets. So it's the same thing for tesefes also. She can't collect tesefes either. Everything goes from this piece of karka. And another two halachas that have to do with the sefes is like a ksuba. Ligvis from a karka. The halacha is you only collect ksuba from a karka, not from a talatim. Umin as a buris. And the halacha is you collect from a karka of zaburis and not from idias. Same thing works for the sefes. Becholzman she beveis avia. And kolzman she's beveis avia, as long as she's almana, the halacha is you give her the ksuba forever. Because, and even though, even if she didn't ask for it, she up to 25 years, she has a right to collect the ksuba. We don't say, since you were quiet, then you will meichlet. For 25 years, you have a right to collect the ksuba. And the same thing is for the tesefes. The ksuba has been dichrin, and also, the halacha is that the children of the lady, after the husband dies, like we said, example, ksuba has been dichrin a bunch of times, which means she dies first, and then the husband dies, her children get her ksuba, which includes the ksuba itself and the tesefes. So tesefes is then a ksuba, like gave a bunch of things. How many things it is? Mecheres, but mechelas, it's all the same halacha. Meredes, that you deduct from it, from even tesefes. Pegemes means if she's moida pegemes. Tevas means if she asks for her tesefes, she loses her mezainis. Averes hadas means if she's over hadas, she loses her ksuba with the tesefes. Leshvach means she doesn't collect shvach. Leshvua, all the neshvua, shvias, kaisikon chasavonov, ligvus merikarka, zvuris, kavan shvizvia, she's a different. 13 different halachas that the tesefes ksuba have a din like a ksuba. Itma. Once you mention ksuba's been different, we're going to mention something else about ksuba's been different. Itma. Ksuba has been different. The ksuba's been different, which means the children who are taking their mother's ksuba. You cannot collect from a shavadim. Even though they sold some properties, and that there's a lien on that for a ksuba, the lacha is, or for a ksuba's been different, you don't collect from a shavadim, because the yarsim tanan. So it's a lacha of Yerusha. Just like a Yerusha, there's no right to go collect from the lekuchas. Same thing when it comes to ksuba's been different. Since it says lashon yarsun in the ksuba, you can't collect from shabadim. Bnei Bas v'chasi amra tar from shabadim. You could collect it yisvun tanan. There's also lashon of yisvun, which means lashon of bachayiv that you're going to give it to them. So it's machlekes. Behilchas aloy tar from shabadim. Yisvun tanan. The lacha is we don't collect from shabadim because it says yarsun, and therefore it's like yerusha. And that's the gemara that I've done before in the last parak as well. So the gemara vayta legabi collecting the ksuba. There's something by ksuba called tsrari atvasa that we are worried a lot of times. When she collects ksuba, she has to make a shvua a lot of times because we're scared that maybe her husband gave her something for a ksuba before he died. So now he's dead, and she comes to collect the ksuba. You say, "What do you mean? The husband gave you something? You know, some tsrari atvasa, gave you some jewelry to be a guarantee for the ksuba." So the halacha is like this: metaltaliv istu ve'ainayu. If we know there's metaltalim that the father set aside for her ksuba, and it's still be'en. So the halacha is she takes those metaltalim below shvua. Why? Because we're not worried that he gave over a different tsrari. If we have here clearly metaltalim that are be'en, we know this was for the ksuba. Less than ve'ainayu, if it was lost, then it's machlekes. But this amre below shvua, you collect without a shvua. But in masa b'chasi amre shvua. You do collect with shvua. What's the machlekes? Shaila is, if you give her tsrari already once, you give her a second time. If she lost it already, you have to give it again. So here we know she had already tsrari. We're not chayish she gave it tsrari again. So she collected ksuba out of shvua. The other one says, no, maybe this tsrari is lost. They gave a different tsrari. So v'hilchas l'mayis, halacha l'mayis is below shvua. You don't have to make a shvua when you collect your ksuba. Yichud la'ara ba'arba matzuna. If he's miyachad a piece of land for a ksuba, and said this is guaranteed for a ksuba, and he specified this land with all four borders. So below Yeshua. So then she collects that without any Yeshua. We're not worried that he gave her Tzorari, because since he gave her a clear place to collect from it, we're not worried he gave her Tzorari. But Bechad Mitzra, if he only gave her a piece of property with a simon of one border, Pumbadisa Arma below Yeshua, that the law is you still don't need a Yeshua. You need a shua. The halach is that below is shua. The halach is that you collect it without a shua. So, Shalz, what's the beer hadav over here? Because here, saying here, you didn't give her, you gave her land, you didn't give her land. So the Rashi of Dura Kama says like this: Yichla ara ba'arba. It says below shua. Kim the yichla karka vadle parla makamacha. Kama the yachla kulam etzjami. It's kilo. You gave him all the borders. The other man, you know, b'shua holds or lo yachid lo klum. Dikla meimar mali etzval. It's not plain. If only has one border, maybe it's only like one finger full on that side. You don't have four sides. How big is the field? Mali etzval. It's not plain. Maybe it's not plain. Yichid lo yoyse. Kim lo yichid lo klum etzarim. Think choishes have par lo v'nish b'shloish nifra. Maybe you're paid already. So that's my point. The mice we passing that since he specified a land, even if you give all four borders, that's enough as a place to collect from, and we assume that he didn't pay her up or didn't give her a tzrari, because here he specified a field to give her. Another halacha. Amar la'edim, this is talking about someone who's giving away a matana of a karka, and he tells the edim, here, kisvu v'chosmu, here, write a star and sign it, and we're going to be makna the field to this fellow. V'havule, and give it to him. So konu minei, if they made a kinyan, and the Edim were zoich of the field for that fellow, loy tzarachim luchabei. They don't have to ask for writing the star, because it's a done deal. They were koined for that person, for Reuven. They were koined for Reuven. And the lach is, anytime you have a kinyan, you can write a star. You don't have to ask him again, should I write the star? But loy konu, if you didn't make a kinyan on the field, you don't have to ask him, you can just write a star, no problem, and let him be koined like that. You have to ask him again before you write the star. You have to ask him again before you write the star. What's the pshat? So the Rosh says in Siman Dalel, the reason is, since he didn't make a kinyan right away to maknit and be zeichet for Reuven, that's a raya. Maybe he wants to be asked again. He's not so sure about it. And therefore you have to ask him again about writing this star.